Thank you, Saul, and thank you, everyone, for staying up until this last presentation. As Saul said, we are going to be actually three speakers, and me and Razvan will be talking about what are the latest features in the Stable 3.0 release, and Peter will be giving us some practical insights about the asynchronous API. If you don't know us, my name is Liviu Kirku. This is Razvan Krajna. We have like 18 years of experience in working with OpenSIPS, and you can reach us out This is an interesting thing. So my cursor is moving. Okay, at those tags over there on Twitter and IRC, and. From looking at you, how many of you know about OpenSIPS or what it is? And okay, so that's pretty much everyone. But for those of you at home that don't know much about it, a couple of words. It's a highly customizable SIP server. It's very performant. It has a multi-process architecture and a custom configuration language which allows you to quickly build SIP and VoIP services, and a ton of modules that back it up, so you can do a lot of cool stuff with it. And it's, of course, all of it is open sourced and free to use. A lot of it is also available in this nice presentation that Bogdan, the OpenSIPS founder, gave at AstriCon a couple of years ago. Just search on YouTube, OpenSIPS Swiss Army Knife, and that's all. You'll learn everything in just 40 minutes. So back to today's topic about the philosophy and features behind 3.0. We noticed that there are some trends in the RTC industry, such as migration to cloud-based deployments, whereas the service provider want to optimize their costs and improve their margins. Everyone wants to have this rapid development cycle, and testing, of course. They have the CI/CD pipelines and whatnot. Fully automated deployment, of course. You don't SSH into instances anymore. I mean, I guess you sometimes do, but ideally you'd want this to be fully automated, so you can do the last part that I've highlighted there, such that you ensure better SLAs and have a better reputation, be a better player. So what does all of this sum up into? The development side, the ensuring good quality, and of course operating this whole thing, DevOps, and that was what we decided to focus on in 3.0. We did a little bit of each. So if we talk about operating OpenSIPS, a few notable features will be. So the first one would be the ability to reload the configuration language. So it's finally here. This was something that was waiting, I guess, for too many years, and we decided to take some time and do it and stop doing cool SIP features and focus a bit on productivity and making things easier for our users. So you pretty much, this is all you have to do. Just send an MI reload command and you should be good to go. Just a small mention here, it will only reload the routes. So if you have to load a new module or change a module parameter, you will still need to restart it. But we feel that just reloading the routes should cover up for 90% of needs to restart. For example, when you need to change some logging line or change a bit of route here and there. A new operating related feature that we introduced is the ability for it to auto-scale. So there was always this problem that you didn't know how many processes you should configure it with. And there was no really good answer to it because it depends on what kind of workloads you have, what hardware you have, whatnot. And so now you can just specify like a top threshold and a bottom threshold. So for example, here, it will grow up to 25 processes, so it will keep on forking, but it also knows how to unfork them. So it cuts down on your costs, maybe during the night.